From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama vows a relentless fight against the Islamic State. Speaking at U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon Monday, Mr. Obama said he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Sunni terrorist group, insisting it's losing both ground and leaders.
Every day, we destroy as well more of ISIL's forces, their fighting positions, bunkers and staging areas, their heavy weapons, bomb-making factories, compounds, and training camps. In many places, ISIL's lost its freedom of maneuver because they know if they mask their forces, we will wipe them out. In fact, since this summer, ISIL has not had a single successful major offensive operation on the ground in either Syria or Iraq.
The president announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue training and equipping Iraqi forces and some opposition fighters in Syria battling IS militants, continue to disrupt the group's recruitment of fighters, finance operations and propaganda campaigns, as well as advance diplomatic efforts to end the Syrian civil war. 28 senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for the alleged involvement in a failed coup attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The country's been in turmoil since the president announced in April he would seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundi's accused Rwanda of supporting rebel recruitment of Burundian refugees, prompting an expression of concern from U.S. Great Lakes envoy Thomas Perriello.
That any form of recruitment in those camps is an absolute violation of international laws and norms, and that anything that's being done right now to escalate violence instead of de-escalate and push people to the peace table will have consequences.
U.S. Envoy Tom Perriello speaking to VOA. This is VOA News.